Good morning to you.
Now, the shop owners were bashed and racially abused, which is pretty serious. Is this an isolated incident, or does it point to a larger social issue?
Well, you know, we've got a great community here in Terrigal, but when an incident like this happens, we have to say, well, there's obviously an undercurrent of racism simmering beneath the surface that we don't often see until something horrible like this happens. But the Shins had been targeted their shop with vandalism and graffiti and that sort of thing for many months leading up to this. That's not to suggest it was the same youths involved, but there's obviously a problem. And since my blog sort of went mad out there, I've had so many community people contact me and tell me their own stories. And so there is a problem. And it's an awful one, and that's why we're all so outraged and we want something to be done about it, you know, and educate these kids that it's just not on.
It is really awful. Now, the police didn't actually press any charges in this situation. Why not? No, they didn't,
but that was actually pretty much because Paul Shin really wanted to give the kids a second chance. I mean, that sounds unbelievably generous of him, and but that's the sort of person he is, which is why the community is so outraged. They're just the loveliest people. And he, you know, he sat down with the boy and said, you know, are you going to do it again? And the boy said, no. He said, well, I forgive you and I want you to take the good path in life and learn your lesson from this. I mean, I don't know anyone else who could do that, but Paul did. And it's up to the police to press charges or not. It's not up to Paul. But they decided not to, yeah.
That's a strength of character I don't think even I'd have. Now, the victim and the police, they both say the offender is apologetic, but does this apology at least partially, I guess, satisfy the community?
We were reacting mainly to a local newspaper article that actually tried to distance the act from an act of racism. It actually said and quoted a policeman as saying this was not a racially motivated attack. It's not anything to do with racial things. But the boy who attacked him was beating him and actually saying racial taunts at him while he did it. So, and that was acknowledged in the piece. So, you know, my kids read that story and said, hang on, it is a racial attack. Why are the police saying it's not? And they quoted the mother as saying, oh, no, just because he said that, it was an accident. It wasn't a racial abuse. It just slipped out. And that's just like we went, I don't think so, you know. We want to feel that the kid has some sort of remorse. And rather than having an article that says, oh, the kid's mum says, oh, he's sorry and he cried and he's upset and he won't do it again. And he was silly, she said. He just did a silly thing. We said, no, that's not good enough, you know. Perhaps the boy should do an open letter and explain his remorse and let us know that it's more than just a token sorry, because it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, the community as a whole, obviously there's a lot of anger and outrage that's sort of floating around at the moment, but are there any sort of actions that are happening to sort of help remedy the situation?
Oh, look, it's one of those things. I think Paul's way of dealing with it is to offer the boy forgiveness, and I think that kind of sets him free a little bit, which is lovely, and we're trying to get on board with that too. He is selling the business, and that's a shame for everyone in the community, but that's his decision and that's what he wants to do. And just having so much publicity, you know, I hope that helps for someone to actually buy the business for him. He had a sausage sizzle to say thank you to all the community, and so many people turned up, and it was so heartening. And he said all the support that he's got has made him able to stand with his head tall again, and so he has really been humbled by the amount of support that he has got. And I suppose if you're being racially abused, to actually have so many members of the community say, we do not, you know, condone that. It's awful and we stand with you, Paul, has really been heartening for him.
And as you did mention, the owners have since put up their shop for sale. How big a loss is this to the community?
Well, look, we've always called it the happiest little shop in Terrigal because they're just the loveliest, warmest, most generous people in the community. You know, he's a real icon, so he will be so terribly, terribly missed, and it's a terrible way to have to say goodbye to them. It's just one of those quaint little corner stores that has made such an impact on everyone in the community because it's so warm and lovely, you know, and the people are so warm and lovely.
Well, Nikki,
so it's really, it hurts all of us when, you know, they were hurt so badly.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Good to talk to you.
You too.